Good morning. My guest this morning is Paul Wallace. He is the expo coordinator for the 2015 National Heirloom Exposition. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm delighted to, and this is an amazing event that's coming up. As we remarked before we got on the air, there is so much happening in the 2 days of this event that it's going to be hard to even scratch the surface of it. So first off, what are the dates and the place?
It's September 8, 9, and 10. So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa.
Great. Tell us who'll be there and what will happen in 4.5 minutes.
Let me begin with the speakers. We have over 100 speakers this year from all over the world. We've got Dr. Vandana Shiva from India, who has been with us three of the past 4 years. This is our fifth Heirloom Expo, and she has come as a keynote speaker in the past, and she'll join us actually this year for 3 days. She will speak on each of the three nights.
Oh, fantastic.
People like Ronnie Cummins from the Organic Consumers Association, people like Andrew Kimbrell from the Center for Food Safety, but speakers all over the country and all over the world that are pure food, farming, or gardening related. And this is really an educational event. It's like an old-fashioned fair without the rides, but the emphasis is on education.
Right.
This year we have about 4,000 varieties of produce on display in the big display hall. We also have a Dahlia show this year, which is a first for us, and a fiddle contest. We've got music with bands from across the country, but old-time country, I guess hillbilly-style music, but it's actually incredible. People come to this event, and one of our main speakers last year, he said that it's as if the heavens had opened and good graces just showered down on the fairgrounds in Santa Rosa for 3 weeks, for 3 days.
Right. I know a number of people who are attending, all are part of this event, and they're really looking forward to it.
Also, kids are a future of the pure food movement. And last year, about 3,000 school kids came on our educational and fun day for field trips from their schools. This year, the educational and fun day is on Thursday, September 10th. And any schools or school groups or even homeschool groups that want to come, of course, it's free to enter for anyone 17 and under.
Oh, great.
And the parents accompanying the school groups, we allow one chaperone per four kids in free as well. And, you know, with over 3,000 school kids come last year, it's wonderful to see children and the youth experience pure food. There's a massive disconnect now with young people and where their food
right.
comes from.
I have a hunch, though, that you'll see even more young people this year than you have before.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Roland. Absolutely. It's again, as I say, it's all educational. And then we have about 350 vendors, all food, farming, or gardening related in some way, shape, or form. It's a very on-topic event. Very educational. We got a livestock and poultry show. This year we have some old tractor equipment, old farm equipment come for display, which is, again, a first this year. Giant pumpkin contest, which is always fun. And we joined forces this year also with the Men's Garden Club in Santa Rosa to do a pumpkin and sunflower growing contest for kids.
Oh, fantastic.
That's also first this year.
The largest pumpkin and the sunflower that has the biggest circumference, I suppose.
Indeed. Also, they'll be the ugliest pumpkin. And, you know, so just fun elements, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Paul, for letting us know about this event, although I must tell you that I think thousands upon thousands of people in Sonoma County know about it already. This is the 2015 National Heirloom Exposition, September 8th through the 10th at the fairgrounds. For information, here's a telephone number, 773-1336. That's the phone number of the Petaluma Seed Bank. Online, info@heirloomexpo.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.